Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing on today? We are back. We are back with another wonderful, amazing time in the presence of the Lord. Thursday, February the 6th. Today, I want to come to you guys. This message today is going to be a little different. It's not going to be an easy conversation, but a conversation nonetheless that needs to be had, right? I want to speak about the dangers of spiritual blindness, right? And I'm going to go to the scripture, to Acts 9:18. And it reads, "And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized." And this was the event on the road to Damascus when Saul, who was later named Paul. His encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, where he was blinded after 3 days. Ananias was sent by God to heal him, which resulted in the scales coming off his eyes. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are ignorant and not knowing. We're ignorant and we're not knowing, right? That's what blindness is. Loss of sight, right? And it's basically an inability or an unwillingness to see and understand spiritual truths. Hallelujah. I mean, it's just like physical blindness, right? It hinders one from seeing the world, you know? And it prevents you from recognizing God's presence and purpose and guidance in your life. Now, some of us, I know for me, I just didn't know. I wasn't in church. I mean, we grew up in church, but I wasn't under the leadership of, you know, a man of God or a woman of God. I mean, my mother was, she always made sure we read our Bible and prayed. She put some of the foundations about Jesus Christ in us when we were little. And, you know, those things stuck with us, of course. But it wasn't an in-depth teaching that you would get from a leader, a spiritual leader in the church who understands and has wisdom in the things of God, right? Who understands and have experienced a realm of intimacy with Jesus Christ, so then they could impart that or teach that to you. So no, so it's not that you're wrong, but you want to know and come out of that, you know. And the thing about the spiritual blindness is sometimes you could be in and doing things and truly not know that is demonic, that is straight from the pits of hell. You know, you're being influenced and you don't know, you know. And I heard a man of God a while ago, a couple years ago, say, man, the worst type of, you know, witch is the one that don't know they're one. Right? Yeah, I know. We going in a little bit. Not too deep. Just speaking on something that is troubling the church as well. You know, it's a lot of people who are, you know, who've been in church all their lives and know the Bible front to back, you know, but they're spiritually blind. The scales are on their eyes because they got more caught up in religion than relationship with Jesus. Because he, through the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit, teaches us, reveals to us, shows us things. And, you know, it's one thing to hear about Jesus. It's another thing to experience him for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's and that's why a lot of us, you know, and nothing's wrong, you know, but it's about growth, right? It's about maturity. If you stay there where, you know, you continue to, and nothing's wrong with it, you know, I'm not saying anything's wrong with having a mentor or, you know, a spiritual father or a mother or just someone of leadership and authority, you know, teaching you. But if you're not doing the work yourself, if you're not seeking God yourself, and you're a long time, and you're and seeking more understanding, and you're a long time, if you're not praying, and you're a long time, how can you grow, right? So let's go to, I want to speak about Saul's transformation, and then we'll just kind of relay it to our lives and how, you know, if people don't understand, you know, when we read the Bible, it's a spiritual book, so you're going to identify with a lot of what's happening in the Bible in your own life. You're supposed to read the Bible and see you somewhere. Whether it's Saul's story, whether it's Joseph's, man, it may be a few, you know, fivefold, right? It may be, you know, y'all know what I'm saying, right? But yeah, so Saul was physically blind for 3 days after encountering Jesus. His blindness symbolized his spiritual state as he persecuted Christians unaware of the truth. And when the scales fell from his eyes, it represented enlightenment and a new beginning in faith. So that's basically what I was saying. Like, he was persecuting Christians, you know. And he may have known what he was doing, right? He may have known that, hey, this is, you know, whatever his perspective was, that's what he was operating in. And it was false. It wasn't the truth. He couldn't see what he was doing, to whom he was doing it to, right? So the danger of blindness, in Matthew 15:14, Jesus warned that the blind leading the blind will result in both falling into a ditch. Now, this illustrates the dangers of following those who are spiritually blind. It can lead one astray and away from God's truth. That's the danger, right? Because I was watching Abednego, his YouTube channel, and he was speaking about the Alicia Keys things at the Grammys or whatever that award show was. You know, I didn't watch it, you know. But he was speaking about how when her husband reached out to him, and he basically was, you know, saying, hey, you know, you're disrespecting my wife and stuff like that, right? But and he even pleaded his case about, you know, we're not evil people, we're not this. And that's one of the tactics the enemy uses on someone, you know, because they're ignorant, they're blind, they don't know the truth. You know, you just because your intention is just to have a good time and, you know, make music, whatever, but, and you could be, you know, married and, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know their lifestyle, but it's evidence there, even in just their music, that they don't, their convictions aren't the same as us who believe in Jesus Christ. We do not serve the same God, right? But their ignorance, because they believe, a lot of us, I used to think like that. I used to think like, oh, I'm a good person, you know, but I was getting drunk. I was fornicating. I was doing drugs. I was, you know, I was just in it, right? But because we have good behavior skills, that don't mean that we're operating in and being influenced by the enemy, right? You can have great behavior skills, but your heart messed up. You carry a level of anger that, man, whew, Jesus, you know? You carry the level of anger of five dragons. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, right? But, you know, and the Bible tells us in Matthew 15:14, you know, the blind leading the blind. You're leading people away from God through your music. Even if you're nice and you give to the community, none of that matters if you are promoting and in agreement with a demonic entity. It doesn't matter. You're leading people away, because now you got Christians who are ignorant and blind and don't they don't know, they don't see. You know, they don't see it. They think it's just, oh, we're having a good time. And I'm not condemning anyone. I was there. I have a past. I listened to all types of music, and I was in the clubs. I was drinking. I struggled with alcohol for so long. For most of my adult life, I started drinking young. So I'm not here to condemn you. I'm saying that you can be set free. You can be delivered. The scales can fall off. The scales can fall off your eyes. Yes, they can, so you can see. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But that's the That's what's happening, you know. You're leading people into the ditch. You're leading people into the pit. You're leading people to hell. You're leading people away from God. You're leading people away. And I mentioned about, you know, how your heart could be, right? The conditions of the heart, right? In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul speaks of those whose minds are blinded by the God of this world, preventing them from seeing the glory of Christ. Right? So this scripture is highlighting the spiritual that spiritual blindness can be induced by external forces and influences, making discernment crucial. This is why we must have discernment. This is why we must pray, because I'll even take it a step further and a little deeper. We get it, you know. Most people know about the music industry, right? But it can be that way in your church. It can be that way in your church. The blind leading the blind. That's what's going on right now. That's what's going on is we're trying to make, I'll just say, church worldly. Hallelujah. We're trying to make church worldly. And what we do with that is we teach a false and fake gospel, you know, about acceptance. And Jesus loves you and he accepts you. He accepts you. He doesn't accept your sin, your behavior, your... No. And that's what's going on, you know. Yes, we want everyone to come to church to find Jesus so that they can be delivered, they can be set free. But you're not going to make that process like the world. Like, I don't have to play Kendrick Lamar, and no diss to him. I was a big Kendrick Lamar fan, you know. But we're not going to play Kendrick Lamar in the church. Why? You know, and again, this is not a shot at Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar. That's our brother, you know. I'm saying that we can be leading people astray because of spiritual blindness, right? So, of course, the consequences of spiritual blindness, you know, lack of understanding, right? You know, without insight, we misinterpret God's will and stray from the faith. Stray. Man, this is so real. Lacking understanding. Man, I was just speaking to a brother of mine yesterday, man. My brother in Christ, you know, my brother Caleb. Hallelujah. That's my guy right there. And we were speaking about that right there. We were speaking about the lack of understanding, right? Because we'll think it's supposed to be a certain way or this way when we just are, it's a misunderstanding, right? And God tells in his word, seek not your own understanding. You know what I mean? Like, so, in which also another consequence is poor decision making. Ooh wee. This is cutting me up, right? Because I too, you know, have and deal with this as well, right? In all truth and honesty. You know, I never want to come as if, you know, no, this is for me as well. These are my studies. This is what I'm bringing back to the people of God, right? Poor decision making. Blindness leads to choices rooted in ignorance rather than wisdom, which affects relationships, values, and priorities. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Isolation. Those who cannot see spiritual truths may feel alone, disconnected from the community of believers and the support of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. And you would think it would be church hurt or you know, God is having me in the wilderness. No. That's a different isolation. That's part of the process. But when you are spiritually blind, you can lead yourself into an isolation where now you feel alone and no support from God. So that's when the enemy is just trying to do and have his way with you, right? But how do we overcome this? Prayer and reflection. Seek God. Seek our Heavenly Father. Seek our Heavenly Father with a humble heart. This opens eyes to His truth. You know, humility and humbling yourself is a way of taking what you think you know and who you think you are out of it. Because, man, we get so into ourselves where we can't hear nothing, see nothing other than what we know and see in here. And what you know and what you see is wrong. And you don't know it. Jesus, hallelujah. But that's okay. That's why we here. That's why we here. That's why we here. Oh, man. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Definitely engage in scripture, man. I used to be one of those people who, it's a Bible, man. It's a book the man made. And I had every reason why I didn't need to read the Bible until I had to read the Bible. Right? I'm sharing this with y'all because, man, I want y'all to understand and know that, you know, I'm a testimony. I'm a living witness, man, of what Jesus did in my life. How he transformed. Like, man, look, transform. Okay? Transformation. Oh, man, his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. Man, so never ever, you know, that's the tactic the enemy used too, you know. That's why the scales must fall off, so you can see when he doing what he trying to do, right? But that's what the enemy used to use too, you know. What I used to do would try to keep me from, you know, it's a form of guilt, you know, shame that keeps you from coming to the Father, that keeps you from allowing the Holy Spirit to do what he do, right? Think about it. When you was little and you stole the cookies out the cookie jar, and you know you did it. Or no, when you know you got in trouble at school, you avoided coming home. You didn't want to come face mama. You didn't want to come face daddy. No. You felt guilty. You felt shame for what you did. Because you knew better. You knew better. Right? Another big one. Community and accountability. Surrounding yourself with fellow believers, man. Fellow believers, and that's what we do here. That's what we're doing here. But also, offline or outside of the podcast, man, you need to have a church. You need to be connected with believers, you know, your neighbor, you know. Y'all could get on this journey together, have Bible study together, pray together, you know. If you're in a relationship with your partner, you know, start there. Two or three, or more, you know. It's a what do you say, a, it's a practice or a method to that, to when God will hear from you and when you are in agreement, you know. And man, I got this book the other day, man, about the courts of heaven. You know, I've had it for about a month or two now, but you know, the spiritual things of God operate like business, like law with agreements and protocols, and you know what I mean. So you know, lock in, and above all else, a willingness to change. Be open to transformation, as Saul was, because this allows God to work within us. And it goes back to that. Allow. I know you're like, allow God. Well, he don't force you. He don't make you do nothing. Free will. Choice. Right? But you must be open. I had to be open. Oh, man, I was stubborn. Oh, Jesus. You know? So I definitely don't want to paint this image that was only one perfect person that walked this earth. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Yeah, hallelujah. So just know that spiritual blindness is a condition, a serious condition that hinders one's relationship with God and understanding his purpose. Just as Saul's eyes were opened, we must seek to see clearly, to discern God's truth, and avoid the pitfalls of ignorance. And I'm going to reference my guy one more time. Kendrick Lamar had a song years ago, man, years ago, called Ignorance is Bliss. Mm-mm. Yeah, maybe in the world, but you know, my elders used to say, what you don't know could what? Hey. It can be dangerous. So, and that's not to scare you guys, man. That's why we're here. That's why, you know, the Lord is with you. You know what I'm saying? But you got to seek him. Seek. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. That's Matthew 7:7. So I hope, I pray that this message finds you and it enters your heart. It enters through your gates and you can receive this word from God. And I want to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you with a humble heart, just as Saul did on the road to Damascus. Thank you, Father, for the gift of transformation and for the moments you bring light into our darkness. Just as scales fell from Saul's eyes, I ask that you remove any spiritual blindness in our lives, in my life, and in the life of those listening. Open our eyes to your truth and love. Help us, Lord, to see the world through your eyes, to embrace your wisdom, and to seek your guidance in all that we do. Strengthen our faith, just like you did for Saul, and inspire us to share your message of hope with others. May we walk boldly in the light of your presence, and may our life reflect the grace you have so freely given. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy and the new beginnings you offer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. That's my time, guys. I love you guys. Man, I love you. I love you. Jesus loves you more. Be a blessing today. Be a blessing today. And try not to cuss nobody out. Right? You know? But I love you. I love you. And I will see you guys, or speak with you guys, in the next episode. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your man of God, Ron. Run after the things of God. Run after the peace of God. And in this walk of faith, run so that we can get to the expected end. Have a blessed day. Shalom.